ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I hope the week is starting out terrific for you. Want to remind you that Star 88 and KNKT are back in action honoring the heroes in our city, our frontline medical care workers. Monica Griego, who's one of our salespeople here at KNKT and Star, is on the street this week delivering food from our friends at Casa Taco. We want to thank our healthcare workers and let them know that we care. We are live, local, and loving our heroes in New Mexico. So Monica's going to be showing up at all kinds of medical facilities this week with some nice food, some nice lunch items and things, and breakfast. I think that's the main goal, is to get over there early in the morning and get people all renewed for the day. We are visited in studio today. We are properly socially distancing. Cesar Loya, our director of missions at Calvary Albuquerque, in studio. Cesar, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon.
Well,
thanks for having me.
I was interested to hear about the barbecue this weekend.
Yeah, I had so you gave me a really good tip about grilling. So I was grilling ribs, and the marinade that I had going had too much oil in it.
Mm.
So I had this nasty flare up that I thought, should I panic and dump a bunch of water on this thing so my house doesn't burn down? No, I got it under control. I did burn some food, but most of it came out okay.
Hey, that's how barbecue's supposed to be, especially ribs. You got to have a little char on them.
That's right. That's right.
It the best.
Yeah,
makes
but
the
when
best.
They're completely black, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's but you can call them blackened ribs and maybe get away with it. What do you think?
I think so. Those went to the dog, you know.
Hey, Cesar, we have got you frequently visit with us about every 6 or 8 weeks on,
yes,
on the show, and we talk about missions. You have missionaries all over the world, and you have a couple that are pretty close to us that are in a frontline battle that is absolutely amazing, and that's Landall and Angie Benally. They're up on the Navajo Reservation in Gallup.
They're just north of Gallup, so a 20-minute drive north of Gallup, and you'll find Landall and Angie. Right when you hit that first chapter house on the Navajo Reservation, is they're right around there, and they have a wonderful church, the only Calvary Chapel in all of Navajo Nation called Calvary Chapel Tolokai.
Mm.
And so, you know, they were able to establish a church. It was an uphill battle though to begin with. So a little bit of Landall and Angie's story is that Landall has a love for the Word of God and would travel from Gallup to Albuquerque every day during the school of ministry years, a few years back, right?
Uh-huh.
So a couple of semesters of school of getting trained up in the Word, and he would have to travel every day. And so, they sacrificed their jobs to be able to get trained up to start this church. Well, he graduates from school of ministry and gets started, you know, with plans on establishing a Calvary Chapel out there, and he gets completely shut down by the elders of the Navajo Nation. They say, absolutely not. We're not going to give you the permit to do this. And so, with that disappointment and discouragement, they actually, you know, really relied on the Lord to help them establish this church.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with some ministry hustle. And, I love their story because it shows me, like, just persist without exception.
Yes.
Don't quit. If God has called you to something, he'll see you through. And so, what they started doing is just home visits.
Mm-hmm.
They would visit the elders in the community. They would visit people with supplies or whatever they might need. You know that that Gallup area, they have very harsh winters. As a matter of fact,
yes,
last year, the winter was so harsh, they had some really bad snow that, that there were, there's no paved roads in some of these areas. And so people couldn't get out to get supplies. Well, Landall, Angie, and their kids have these big monster truck type trucks, 4x4s, and they were delivering wood to stay warm, food, water, many of these supplies that that the church body here went and provided for them. So we've had this partnership with them that has allowed for them to have this church. So once the elders saw it, wow, this couple, these people are good for our community, they gave them the permit for the church.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they met the needs of the people no matter what.
Right.
Weren't looking for, you know, oh, you got to sign up with Calvary in order to get this help. That's not the way it was done.
Exactly. And so, ever since then, they haven't ceased with the hustle of getting out there and helping people however they can. Mm-hmm. And so that's an ongoing ministry for them. And so, they are in, what government officials call a hotbed of COVID. So McKinley County is the number one county for COVID. Just north of them, San Juan County is number two or three, coupled with Bernalillo County right now currently for cases of COVID. And so we're just on the heels of Gallup lifting restrictions of being able to travel and even going in and out of Gallup. What that has presented is a massive need in some of these remote places.
Well, and you are in communication with them, and I don't even know if it's possible to get supplies in now. Is it?
It is. And so, I really have to credit some of my brothers and sisters here at church because of the work that they've done with Feed New Mexico Kids, mm-hmm. the work they've done to partner with our local and state government to help people in practical ways. So, Jim, this is amazing. So we had a team of individuals go out on Friday to Landall, just north of Gallup, mm-hmm. and they had special permission from the government to go in with 8 trucks loaded full of water, supplies.
Oh, that's amazing.
All of that. Yeah, and so all of those connections were made by Pastor Matt Moffitt here at church, at Calvary Church, and others from Feed New Mexico Kids, that because they started this project a few years back, they have really great inroads with government officials, and it brought a legitimacy to what we were doing out there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, our people were completely, equipped with PPE to be able to handle the items safely and not risk infection or infecting others. And so they dropped off these supplies, and our prayer request now is that Landall would be able to distribute the supplies to the people, not only from his church, but those that are in deep need that are just deep out into rural country that he can get to.
So we need to let people know who are listening right now. First of all, these supplies don't just, come out of thin air. The church has to go buy them or acquire them, or they need to be donated. So if you're listening right now and you want to help in the middle of the Navajo Nation, you can drop off items and things at Calvary Albuquerque. How do you do that?
Yes. So we make it easy for you. If you want to buy supplies, the biggest things they need are non-perishable individual serving size articles of food, paper goods. They need ways to clean up, gloves, whatever you can spare. And you could just come into the Osuna campus on the south entrance. There's this little loop that you can drive into right by our digital sign. And we have a staff member position there Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. that will come out to you with gloves on, with a mask on, that will help unload those supplies so you don't even have to get out of your vehicle, really. Mm. And so, and you can say that you want to designate those items for Gallup, and we'll do that. Or, if you wanted to donate to our kindness campaign, which has been serving the communities here in Albuquerque, you can do that as well.
Yes. Yeah. The kindness campaign's been amazing. In fact, I'll take a walk to the front, to pick up, mail or something that someone's dropped off. And every time I walk up there, they're loading up somebody's car with, essential items. They have toilet paper and paper towels and food items and those things that you mentioned. And if you need some help, absolutely do not hesitate. Come by 4001 Osuna, which is the Calvary Albuquerque Osuna campus, and you will be able to get some things that you need. So let's go back to Angie and Landall. They have family. They have kids. They're a little bit north of Gallup, so I guess they're not affected by the shutdown of Gallup proper, which I wasn't really thinking straight when I asked you that question. So you can get into them, but a lot of people that have needs are probably in Gallup. Is that a real challenge to get supplies into Gallup right now?
It has been throughout this past week, especially when there were some shutdowns going on. And so, Landall and Angie do depend on being able to go in and out of Gallup quite a bit. That's where they get their everyday normal supplies, right? Mm-hmm. And so the shutdown did affect them, so that was the reason why we responded with a quick run of supplies, which we will continue to supply them as well. So whenever a city like that shuts down, it creates need for people that are either waiting in long lines. the other day from Department of Transportation, we were hearing that there were a two-hour wait just to get in through any of the entrances or exits from Gallup. So you're just sitting in line for a couple of hours as they regulated how many vehicles could come in and out. And so the need that that presents itself is people that don't have ready access to supplies. And so hearing from Lando last week, even if you have the money to buy supplies at any of the stores in Gallup, everything was sold out. Mm. And so that's where the need was very desperate last week and continues to be. And so we're thankful for Lando, Angie, their kids. Be praying for them as well. You know, this has affected them personally. Both Lando and Angie work at Tehachapi High School. Mm-hmm. Lando, as a teacher and also a coach, he coaches softball, football, baseball, and that's shut down right now, right? And so he also makes jewelry, beautiful Native American jewelry that Reload Love has used quite a bit, and all of his suppliers and those he sells to are closed as well. So right now the big prayer request is that the Lord would provide for their basic needs while they're out of work, in essence.
What an amazing commitment, though, to just stand in the face of all of this and trust the Lord and serve people and take care of people. Really a neat story.
It really is. And, I wanted to share another story with you from Angie Benali, who works at the school, and her big prayer request and concern has been for the kids that, and she put it this way, kids that are out of school wandering without a purpose. Mm. And so she tells a story of a family that she interacts with. The mom was arrested and went to jail for a little while, but due to COVID, she was actually released. Mm. And so her kids were passed between, you know, one family to another, but when her mom was back on the scene, they were able to go back with their mom. Well, mom in that time had become homeless. And so she ended up living in an abandoned hogan out there. And so one day Angie notices one of the kids. She knows the kids from the neighborhood and from the school, just kind of trying to get her attention. And so the big thing that that Angie noticed after talking to the kid was she got the full story of what was going on, and literally were just there with no supplies, no hope, no food, no water, right? And so supplies like these go literally to help out people that might be wandering without a purpose.
Sure.
And families, you know, this is just one instance, but families that may be in desperate need for help.
Want to let you know that if you are listening to this broadcast and you know somebody that needs help, give us a call at the station. Our phone number here is 505-338-5790. We're happy to have you share the need on the air, but we're also happy for Tim to take a message. He'll be the one answering the phone, and we'll get that over to the folks that are involved with the kindness campaign or this assistance that's going up to the Benalis and for distribution in that part of the state. So, sorry, this is off the script a little bit, the questions that we were going to talk about today, but do you have any idea why COVID has been so rampant on the Navajo reservation?
It's a great question. And so Landell and Angie have answered that for us. Mm-hmm. And they according to them, is the Navajo people are a beautiful people. I just love the fact that, my wife is half Navajo. We have family members that are affected by this out in that region as well. And one thing that they are is very social. Mm-hmm. It's a very social people that have a traditional sense of just gathering together and being with each other. And so whether it's maybe news traveling slowly or you know, the seriousness of this illness not being heeded, could be some of those factors. You know, I'm not going to speculate too much on that. But you think about a culture that's very, very tight knit, close together, where family is everything. And there's lots of exposure. It's no wonder that things like this spread. However, you think about a place like New York City as well. Why did it spread so rampantly there? Well, there's just a lot of people in one area. There's many reasons. I would say in Navajo country, that could be part of it, right? It might be delayed testing or very little access to medical care, medical professionals. It could be how spread out the Navajo Nation is. You have over 300,000 people spread out over a large territory. And you combine all those things stack, and then that's where you see many, many cases.
Well, Angie and Landahl Benally absolutely have our prayers. I mean, I hope our listeners will really think about them and pray about them and considering helping with some of these items that you need. And what you mentioned already, Cesar, is that truckloads are going up, and that's probably not going to last a real long time. So we'll have to talk to Matt Moffitt about when the next trucks are leaving, because there's some urgency. There's some urgency to get people to help. And so if you're able to do that, we would appreciate that very much. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Cesar Loya. He is the director of missions at Calvary Church. We're going to talk a little bit about all the other missionaries out in the field, because everybody in the world is dealing with this. In fact, today I heard that China is now dealing with kind of a resurgence of some of these issues, and I'm not always sure we get the correct information coming out of China, but that's what they're talking about. So stay with us. Cesar Loya back with us on ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Ever walk into a movie late? You may never catch up on the plot. Well, same's true of the Bible. Miss the opening book, and you'll have questions all the way through.
Genesis is the foundation. It's the ground floor. If we don't understand the book of Genesis, we won't understand what follows the book of Genesis.
That's Skip Heitzig reminding that our redemption through Jesus' death and resurrection starts in the book of Genesis.
God says to Satan, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. It's a promise of the Redeemer. It's the seed plot of the rest of the Bible.
Rediscover the foundation of your faith. In Skip Heitzig's book, You Can Understand the Book of Genesis. Our gift to you when you give $35 or more today to help keep this ministry on the air. Request your copy when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer. Or you can call 800-922-1888. That's 800-922-1888.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budgay. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local. Follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are visiting with Cesar Loya. He is the Calvary Chapel Missions Pastor. I guess it's now more Calvary Church, right? The Calvary the chapel thing has kind of gone away. I date myself by saying that, but I've been involved at Calvary Church for 40-plus years. So It's a habit that I can't get out of.
It's hard to shake. That's okay.
Cesar, talk to us a little bit about missions, because
yes.
Right now you've got all kinds, you're constantly planning. How are you going to take the word of God throughout the world, and who are you sending, and how are you going to train up new missionaries? And all of those plans now have to be really adjusted.
Absolutely. And we have to be very careful how we proceed, right? Mm-hmm. So this week we're making some major decisions about the roster of mission trips that we have set right now. However, we trust the Lord in the entire process, knowing that He is going to give us and our contacts wisdom on, whether to stay or go. And, we've already canceled two mission trips. And so, more may be coming, pretty soon. And we're, making some major decisions later this week about a lot of those. And so, especially those that are already signed up for a mission trip, we're in constant communication with them. And, even those that are interested, just be checking, the Calvary Missions website for those updates that are going to be posted about how our mission trips are proceeding.
I know we've talked in past shows about how you can discern whether or not maybe you've been called to the mission field. And one of those ways is to go on a short-term mission trip. So we've encouraged people to sign up for those. And you do have a number of people that have signed up. But people may still be wondering. So right now, we could really use this as a season to just fellowship together. People need to get you on the phone and talk to you about missions and what's going on. And I hope today on this radio show that we're going to communicate a little bit about what's going on with other missions. So let's talk maybe about Uganda first.
Yes.
And what's going on there?
Yeah, so we have Bev Rich out there, and she actually has a visitor from Albuquerque there as well, who was a former missionary in Juarez, Mexico. And Bev actually had to cancel plans to visit Albuquerque right as the COVID restrictions were starting. Well, at that time, the visitor was already en route and had to go through a quarantine herself. Mm-hmm. But now they're together in their compound in Jinja, Uganda. And so what's been great is a good amount of fellowship has happened there. They haven't been able to go outside of the compound, right? Mm-hmm. And so those are things that we definitely watch for future ventures and other things that we're planning. But they're doing well. The challenge that is going on in Uganda is starvation. Mm. So because there's such strict and tight regulations, people can't go out and do business, earn a living, get food. And so, part of what, Bev has been involved in is just helping however she can to feed the most desperate people out there.
Mm. How does food get into her?
It's really financial. So as, it's in purchasing through contacts that she might have locally, okay. Things like that. And so the restrictions have been very heavy in Uganda. However, there haven't been that many cases. Some attribute those heavy restrictions to the spread really slowing down. Wherever you fall in within the debate of,
sure.
Open or closed, that's how they've chosen to do it.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation. I mean, we were talking today about, there's a pastor that's a frequent speaker on KNKT. His name is Jack Hibbs. He has a program called Real Life with Jack Hibbs, and he's just come out with a statement that on May 31st, I think he's decided that they want to try to open up their church to, now they're going to do it a special way. I mean, they're not just going to pack it like they normally do. They're going to have some social distancing regulations and all of that. But it's not something right now that the governor of California is too happy about. So we're hoping to have Jack Hibbs and our general manager, Chip Lusko, engaged in a conversation within the next few days on this program to find out about that. So we also had Steve Smotherman from Legacy Church here in Albuquerque come on, and they had filed a lawsuit against the governor, not to hold services, but to have permission to have enough workers in his 60 plus thousand square foot facility to put on video streaming and things that most churches, including Calvary Church, are doing. And the lawsuit, they didn't win. They were ruled against, but the governor's office kind of loosened that up. So I think there was a win-win situation there. But Pastor Smotherman endured some criticism. And anytime you take a stand, you're going to be criticized. So I admire anybody who's taken a stand and they're giving some solutions and they have a plan. I think the most frustrating thing, Cesar, has been, for example, in New Mexico. I mentioned to you some guests that we had on the last couple of weeks. We had Buck Buckner from Rain Tunnel Car Spas. He's a regular sponsor of KNKT. He contacted over a 4 or 5 week period the governor's office with various plans that he had and other of his business friends. He didn't just operate in a vacuum. He was talking with other business owners, and they came up with what they thought were some thoughtful plans supported by the science to open safely. Couldn't even get a response, yes or no. Now, finally, I think last week, the governor's office has put out like a three-step plan, and so people now know where it's coming from. And I hope she's happy with the feedback that she's gotten, because now at least there's something to talk about and some plans that could be made. Let me use that as a segue for you've got, there's a couple of trips planned right now to Uganda to visit Bev, and those trips really have to be kind of fluid, don't they?
Absolutely. And every trip that we have planned right now, we have 7 planned through the end of the year. And really every trip, we have to evaluate to see, the wisdom in going, or even the effectiveness of going at all at this point. And so we've been in communication with our missionaries, with our mission trip leaders, everyone, to just have a good plan set in place, multi-tiered as well. Hey, this is what we're doing if we are indeed going. This is what we're doing if we're postponing, because that's an option as well, is to postpone trips. Or if we flat out have to cancel, this is what we're doing. And so the blessing that we have right now is that, you know, with the trips that are happening later in the year, we haven't collected that many funds from our participants, so there's not a lot of refunds to issue. And so we're at a good spot now, where if we canceled, it's really not a big deal. You know, and so, be praying for us. Yeah, certainly this week is a big week for us to do that. One blessing that I did want to highlight out of all of this has been, not only, Calvary Church's, effectiveness online. That's one of the teams that I help to manage, is our online church. And, I'll tell you, Jim, talk about a mission field. We've seen people tune in from around the world, and that has been true for many, many years here at KNKT. This ministry receives letters from people that say, thank you for the ministry of Connect with Skip Heitzig. And they'll say how they've benefited. That's amazing. We love that. The thing that we're seeing now is that we're able to actually interact with those folks in real time. And so we've seen people come to Christ from countries around the world. We're interacting with people from Pakistan, from West Africa, from Australia, New Zealand, all over the world. And I'm convinced that, you know, we really ramped up our efforts online to live chat with people throughout many different formats, whether that's Facebook or on our own website, and more to come actually very soon. And so one thing we've been really encouraged by is the worldwide outreach of this thing.
Yeah.
And so as we evaluate us going in person, well, there's this reverse effect that's happening right now. The other edge of the sword is that because some of our dedicated staff members were very quickly responding to starting this project of online church, we are now reaching people that we wouldn't have reached worldwide. It's great.
And that technology, of course, is going to be in place from this point forward.
For sure.
And so that's a silver lining.
We love it. Yeah, for sure. And so we definitely prepare for whatever is coming forth, some of those really hard questions that we need to answer of reopening, or how do we, you know, gather again. But we also capitalize on the big door that's open to us to reaching people online. We've seen our missionaries actually do that as well. So in particular, our missionaries in Puerto Vallarta have started a daily stream, bilingual, both in English and in Spanish. Bill and Renee Martin, out of Calvary Chapel, Puerto Vallarta. You can catch them on Facebook if you want to get a daily encouragement from Pastor Bill. He is on there every day sharing out of the word, and it's gone really well for him. So we love it when some of the missionaries are just forward thinking like that. Another great example is Doug Keene, who's in Hastings, England in the United Kingdom. And, you know, I was watching the other day and he had his full service going on, including a children's program right in the middle of worship, between worship and his teaching. Mm. It was really cool. And so, we've seen these great innovations and improvements that our missionaries have taken on, because otherwise, how do they minister?
Right.
So they're reaching a whole new audience, which is great.
Well, you mentioned the Martins in Puerto Vallarta, and that's an interest. That's a tourist destination, obviously.
Yes.
But they spend most of their time ministering to the indigenous people, the people that are working on the resorts and doing all of that. So I would imagine a lot of those folks are hurting because the resorts are empty.
Yes, it's a tough time in many of these regions of the world. And so in Puerto Vallarta specifically, you know, hearing that they haven't really experienced the teeth of COVID yet, that it's actually more on the uptick than it is on the you know, flattening the curve. And so that's where we can definitely pray. And we're thankful that our missionaries are resilient and versatile to be able to still minister and still be among the people safely, yet helping however they can.
So, sorry, I envy your position a little bit in that we're all getting messages from a zillion different sources about what's going on around the world, but you're actually in touch with people that live in other parts of the world. So when we come back, I want to talk about maybe some of those differences that you're hearing and maybe details that may be embellished for, let's call them, political reasons. And I'd really like to know about some of those, because sometimes the scare tactics deployed by whoever with wrong motivations can be things that really mislead us. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about missions work around the world from Calvary Church Albuquerque. Cesar Loya in studio with us. We'll be right back.
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets, Matthew 7:12. Hello, Scott Simpkins from Petrie Buick GMC and Petrie Kia. That's one of my favorite verses. It reminds us how to treat others, to be kind, respectful, and honest, among other things. That's a core value at Petrie. We love helping customers and always do so in the same manner we would want to be treated. If you have any automotive needs, including service, I invite you to stop by Petrie Buick GMC or Petrie Kia on Eagle Ranch Road across from the Cottonwood Mall.
Are you having a craving for authentic and delicious New Mexican cuisine? Sadie's On Academy is offering phone-in, curbside pickup, and online ordering with menu items like their shredded beef brisket tacos, Brian's carne adobada ribs, sopapilla sliders, and more. Don't forget to pick up their famous Sadie's chips and salsa, located at 5400 Academy Road Northeast. Orders can be placed at 505-821-3388. That's 505-821-3388.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president owner of Indigo Mortgage. In the society we're in today, COVID-19 is on the top of all of our minds, and rightly so. But we can also look at the bright side of life, like God still loves us and He loves our families, along with giving us an opportunity like no other to spend time together without the busyness of life. At Indigo Mortgage, we believe in helping families, and we're blessed to be considered an essential business by the government. So we are able to continue helping clients and their families, either by refinancing to a better rate or by helping fulfill their new home purchase. Although we cannot meet face-to-face, we have a full staff available by phone, email, or you can complete an application on our website. Indigo Mortgage is honored to be part of this community, and we're here to help. Contact Indigo Mortgage today, 836-5700. That's 836-5700, or on the net at indigomortgage.net. NMLS 23-1962 and 1-888-348, and may God bless you.
God is love. God's love is intrinsic. It is as essential to God as light is to the sun, as blue is to the sky, as wet is to water. You don't make water wet, it is wet. In all of these cases, the attribute is intrinsic to the object. Take great joy in your God. He loves you. Hey, this is Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Connect with us at crossfellowship.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
You are back with ABQ Connect. Thanks for joining us. I want to mention that Star 88 and KNKT are back in action, honoring the heroes in our city, our medical care people all over the city dealing with this COVID-19 epidemic. It's just crazy what's happening around the world. Monica Griego, who's a salesperson with Star 88 and KNKT, is on the streets this week delivering food from our friends at Casa Taco. We want to thank our healthcare workers to know that we care. We are live local and loving our heroes in New Mexico, so thank you for tuning in today. Cesar Loya, the Director of Missions for Calvary Church, in studio with us today. Amazing things that you're sharing, but I didn't even think when you talked about canceling mission trips, even though the world may start to open up a little bit, that likely if you fly from the United States to Uganda, you're going to be quarantined for 15 days. Well, that short-term mission trip is only usually a week or maybe 10 days, so that would make it kind of a useless trip. And, you know, I know it's not, doesn't sound very smart, but I hadn't thought about that. And so people can stay in touch with your department. How, Cesar?
They can call us at 344-0880. You can ask for me, or on our website, calvarynm.church, and then just search for missions. Mm-hmm. And those are ways that you can email us or call us or, stay in touch with what the latest developments.
Well, and you were talking about online church, and
yes,
that's one of your other responsibilities, and how that's reaching, and actually part of the missions work, because you're reaching out to people all over the world. Tell us a little bit about how that technology is working. I mentioned to you off air during the break that I've enjoyed watching the services with the little chat that goes on next to it. Sometimes people say things that I think, you know, come on, give us a break, but most people are really sincere about asking questions, and they're saying, wow, what a cool point Skip made, or something like that. And that technology really is going to be in place from this point forward. So talk to us a little bit about how people can get in touch with pastors if they need some help, or maybe one of the ideas or the concepts or the verses that are shared really prick their hearts, and how can they get in touch with somebody to talk about it?
Yeah, thank you for asking about that. And this has been a project that we've been passionate about and are very excited about. The pastor that I work with, Austin Walker, has done an amazing job at getting us online. Well, you may be thinking, well, I've been watching Pastor Skip on YouTube live for many years. Mm-hmm. The big difference being now you can interact with a pastor that is live online. Mm-hmm. At live.calvarynm.church. That's our website. Mm-hmm. So that's like stepping into Calvary Church. That's like being in church, right? Mm-hmm. And so the interaction that you're seeing there is usually a lot more encouraging, uplifting. There's a team of people there ready to interact and to pray and to hang out and watch service together and just have a common experience. We've heard from some people that have said, and it might be their temperament, I've never felt more connected than I am right now in this live community online. Mm-hmm. I know that's not everyone's sentiment, and you can't wait to get back into church, right?
Right.
You know, I can't wait either. However, we've seen great blessing for those that are maybe more of that temperament of, hey, this is really good interaction for me to be online, and to whenever I ask for prayer, there's someone just jumping to pray with me in the moment. And that's been the big difference, Jim, is that in the moment we are able to interact with people, pray, lead people to Christ. One of the first weeks that we did this, we had a lady from a Middle East country start asking a bunch of questions. So we just went into a direct message, one of our pastors did. And in that moment, you know, just answered her questions, was very gracious towards her. She had just stumbled upon our website and ended up coming to Christ because of it, right? Surrendering her life to the Lord. And we love seeing stuff like that. So live.calvarynm.church is where you can attend church with us, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. You can also join over Facebook on the Calvary Church page or Skip Heitzig's page. Mm-hmm. That's more like walking the streets, right? You'll find a few more people that kind of stumble upon it. The world of Facebook is a little more different, that where you'll get some comments of people that don't agree all the time. That's okay.
Yeah.
You know, just like when we walk on the streets, if someone says something we don't agree with, we're not going to enter into debate right away with them. It's just, that's your opinion. That's okay. But still a lot of ministry happens even in those moments and among others that see the interaction going on.
You know, you have some other gifted people though on the Calvary Church staff. Like, for example, I want to bring up Jesse Lusco. So Jesse's been on the program and Jesse had an amazing experience and testimony about starting a church in Portland, ended up losing the church, had some issues that he found out after the fact were really mental illness. And after that was diagnosed, he was able to make some great strides and get his life really evened out and continue trusting the Lord. But it really was a life-changing thing that maybe up until that point, it's almost like the church doesn't know how to react to bipolar disorder and other kinds of issues. So Jesse is like really gifted to start ministering to people. And the other thing that he really likes to do is he likes to talk to people that do not believe,
right?
People that are skeptics. And they may have a scientific reason, or they may have an emotional reason, or some other reason that they are agnostic or atheist. And he loves to have conversations that are very kind and thoughtful, and they know they can voice their opinion. And at the same time, he wants them to give him the respect of letting him share his thoughts and his faith, which is only fair. If you're going to listen to somebody, you want them to listen to you. And boy, the amazing thing has been that people are coming to faith because they have never actually been involved in a conversation before. And I really admire that. They had a skeptics dinner.
Yeah.
At Calvary West Side,
so
where
good.
they put together a beautiful Italian dinner and invited people to come and ask questions. We talked to them about it on this show, but I digress. We want to get back to talking about missions, and I have to ask you about my friend Slave.
Yeah.
And how they're doing in Croatia. How are they being affected by all of this?
He's been very safe. You know, if you know Slave, he's shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Right? He has the energy of 10 people, right? and the same with many of our missionaries, right? Like it takes a certain calling and to have to be really restrained and respectful towards others by social distancing. It takes a lot to do that, to contain it, right? He has continued holding services online. He is another pastor that has done a great job at presenting the gospel online. As a matter of fact, he has a TV show in,
that's right.
Yeah, in Croatia, Macedonia, and he's known as a local celebrity. And what's great is that the Lord has not, canceled all of that. And I think the theme perhaps of today, even when you mentioned Jesse, when you mentioned people like Slave or Landel, is to see the opportunity past the trial.
Right.
We're going to go through the trial. Jesse went through what he did with mental health,
yes,
and his church not being able to take off in Portland, and the Lord brought him back to us. We love having Jesse among us. I love that man. He's a great, great brother of mine, and we interact in a great way, and I gain so much from him. Same with our missionaries. We love that they're in place strategically to help during these times. The Lord has used Feed New Mexico Kids because there is this crisis of hunger in New Mexico,
yes,
that not only many kids have been fed throughout these last few years, but now during crisis time, we're able to access places that we wouldn't have been able to otherwise.
Yes.
The Lord is still on the throne, and it's our responsibility to see the opportunity and to see the blessing through the trial. We're still going to endure the trial. We don't like going through it. We even pray, Lord, help us not to be in the trial, but oftentimes there's something hidden behind it. And I want to encourage our listeners too, like, you know, you may be going through a massive trial right now and you're asking God why. We're not going to know those answers, but He does.
Yes.
He does. And as long as we stay fixed on Him, following Him and filled with and led by His Spirit, later on, we'll see in hindsight, oh, that's why I went through that.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord wove together all of this, these various threads to create a beautiful tapestry of what His will is in our lives.
I'll give you a testimony about my experience. I've been at Calvary Church for a long time. I mentioned that a little earlier in the broadcast, but those of us who have read about Job and the interaction that his friends had with him, condemning him and coming up with all kinds of reasons things were happening, and they really were not really his friends. And so Job's friends is really a colloquial statement about what not to be. But what I've personally found about Calvary Albuquerque, and I know this is true with a lot of churches, is that there's a lot of people that are no matter what people. They're going to love you and they're going to stand with you. Now, you might be doing something wrong, But they're going to stand right next to you. They're going to put their arm around you, and they're going to tell you, hey, man, you got to straighten this out.
It's true.
Or they're going to just say, hey, I don't know why this is happening to you, but we're going to stand with you no matter what. And that's the kind of encouragement that all of us need. And when we're feeling isolated during this quarantine or stay-at-home order, we need people like that. And you've really described how the church is done that from a technology standpoint. And you have the prayers of people at the church, and they are ready to stand with you. You just have to reach out.
That's right. And oftentimes that first instance of reaching out is the hardest because, oh, this flesh of ours that doesn't want to say, I'm vulnerable, I need help. It just blocks us so many times from getting the real help that we need. There have been several times in my own life that I've said, ooh, guys, I need help. It doesn't matter what title I have before or after my name. It doesn't matter. I'm still a person that struggles daily with the things that wreak havoc on my soul, right? The enemies of my soul. And as a matter of fact, this morning I was talking to another pastor, just praying and just sharing struggles. You know, we still struggle. However, we don't have to struggle in silence, and we don't have to, be condemned or be condemning others. We can just walk with the Lord together side by side, depending on Him and being accountable to each other.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that are overwhelmed in the moment and they're almost frozen. Maybe it's fear, maybe it's depression or some other things that are taking over. And we want to encourage you through this program to reach out. Give us the website one more time that people can log into to participate in live services.
So during services, actually even right now, what really great thing is that Calvary at Home, there's programming on right now as we speak, it's actually a rebroadcast of this weekend's message. Mm-hmm. Coming up at 2 p.m. is a live show with Chip Lesko's daughter, Becca Toops. And with these live interactive programs, you can log in. It's live.calvarynm.church. And there are pastors logged on. It's actually my turn at 2 o'clock to be logged on. So you want to chat, get on there. I'd love to pray with you. Love to interact with you. Live.calvarynm.church. That's Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. that we have programming on there. And it's rebroadcasts of things we've done in the past or even live services or events. There was actually a workout program earlier today at 11. There's family talk with Becca today. Uh-huh. Skip and Lenya get on there every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Wonderful. If you ever wonder if Skip and Lenya are funny, they are hilarious, especially when they're together. It's so funny, and they're answering questions live. So the Lord has opened up some really great avenues to interact with folks live and through recordings, but also go to that website during our service times. And you have a whole team of people, pastors and church volunteers that interact and just want to be part of community with you, especially during these times that we can't really go too many places.
Right. What an encouragement. Cesar Loya, he is the missions pastor at Calvary Albuquerque. When we come back, I'm going to ask Cesar what he's learned about people during this pandemic. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500 or visit them online at waterextraction.com.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. The spring and summer months are hard on your car, and that's why Power Ford makes it easy for you to take care of it. Our routine maintenance and service costs less than most of the places that started off selling batteries, brakes, and tires, or the places that promise to get you done quick or in a jiffy. Allow the Ford certified technicians at Power Ford to help you take care of your car. Each service includes a full sanitation and disinfectant treatment. All makes, all models, and you never need an appointment. Learn more at MyPowerFord.com.
This is Chip Lesko. I want to let you know that Star 88 and KNKT are sponsoring a mission trip to Uganda in October. We'll be working with Bev Rich at the Called Christians compound in Jinja. I'll be leading this mission, and it will be no tourist trip. Here's the plan. We'll be doing prison, hospital, and slum work in Jinja, also taking a tent with us and a sound system to go to several villages and conduct evangelistic crusades, conferences, and children's church. So we'll work hard, but we'll also play hard. We'll have a chance to take a boat ride on Lake Victoria and see the start of the Nile River. Another highlight will be two trips into a big game park on safari. This is going to be a unique and productive trip, and we still have places available for you to go and to serve. If you want more information and an application, email me at studio@star88.fm. That's studio@star88.fm. The dates are October 1st through October 19th of 2020.
KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Calvary Missions Pastor Cesar Loya in studio with us this afternoon. Cesar, thanks for staying with us. This always goes really fast when you're in here because you tell us about all this really cool stuff going on. And heck, I work here and I don't know all of this stuff is going on. But I've really enjoyed the streaming services because I do like to see the comments that people make. It's especially nice because when Skip makes a point, does he get to go back and review those notes? Because it'd be nice as a speaker to know, yeah, wow, that guy's actually listening to what I had to say and is asking a thoughtful question. That's one of the things I've enjoyed about it. And it almost reinforces what he says online with, you know, it's kind of like going and having the conversation after the fact.
Yes.
One of my favorite things that I miss a little bit about fellowship after church is we normally go have breakfast after church and three or four of us would talk about the service and what was discussed. So now we're having to figure out how to do that, you know, via Zoom meeting
right.
or something like that.
Yes.
And that's kind of been fun. But I want to get to you now and ask you about what you're learning about people through all of this pandemic.
You know, I'll start with myself. What am I learning about myself through this pandemic? Because there have been seasons and periods of times that I've had to really shift what I've had to do. So that's just been, you know, when you're sheltered in place, there was a period of time I was working from home. And, you know, especially if you're one of those that have been working from home for a prolonged amount of time, at first you think, hey, I can get used to this. I'm at home. I'm comfortable. I'm in a chair that I really like. You know, I have all the snacks that I want or all the really great amenities of being at home, but it gets old pretty fast. Mm. And so, especially if you've been working from home for a long time, I want to encourage you that definitely do the practical things that will help you to recharge and to not get discouraged or depressed. It's a big problem right now. That's one thing we're learning is that there are people discouraged and depressed because they have to be home so much. Mm-hmm. And as we're trying to keep others safe around us and sheltering in place, that's a good idea. However, just, you know, pick up a hobby, do some of those things practically that are going to help you, but also spiritually. We're not just spiritual people. Definitely do those things, you know, read an extra book, participate in some extra prayer, go on a prayer walk. Mm. But then just all around, you're a physical being, you have emotions, you know, we have our physical health that we need to take care of. There's all these elements and aspects of ourselves that we need to really be in balance and pay attention to. Mm-hmm. And so I would encourage you to pay attention to each one of those things and just rotate every day what you're really going to spend a little extra time in doing. You know, is there someone that you haven't called in a long time? Reach out to them, especially if you have some extra time. Another thing that I'm learning about people is that there's a lot of hidden hurt going on, a lot of pain that people just will not expose unless they're behind a keyboard.
Mm.
And they get keyboard courage, and I thank the Lord that they get courage in that moment. Maybe face-to-face, they'll just put on a happy face and never really explain the true hurt that's going on in their life.
But do you have to have the courage to ask the question?
Absolutely. There's courage that has to happen all around, right? We as people that seek to minister to people, and then those that are seeking or needing to be ministered to, there's that initial first step mm-hmm. that is kind of scary. You just kind of have to say, hey, I'm struggling. I have a problem and I need help and I need prayer. We have seen an influx, Jim, of people saying that I need help. I need prayer. As a matter of fact, at the church, we created a something in our software program called Care Cases, another thing that I'm involved in, that whenever one of our staff members calls a church member and, you know, maybe it's in that phone call, they discover something that is going on, they can escalate that case to a pastor. So now they have a pastor calling to follow up. And the feedback that we've heard from some of these care cases of saying, wow, I really needed some counsel, but I just didn't know where to go or what to do. Mm-hmm. So in essence, the Lord has used our kindness campaign callers to reach out beyond ourselves, to pray for people, and then discover some of the things that they're going through. They'll pray in the moment, but there, you know, Jim, there are times we just need the help of someone who is trained to do these things.
Yes.
Pastor that can pray for and help. And so the same with the airwaves, right? If you're listening today and you need some help, you are, you know, there's something going on in your life and you just need someone to pray with you, call us at the church, 505-344-0880. We're here during business hours, happy to pray with you, happy to interact with you in any way that can be helpful in the Lord and pointing you to Christ.
There's a lot of resources available, and I hope that the technology deployment continues after we get back to the new normal, whatever that's going to be. But the bottom line is that conversation about all of this is welcome and encouraged. And if you're a person that you may not think, hey, I don't think that Calvary group is going to agree with everything I have to say. Well, who is? Who's going to agree with anything any of us have to say? At least have the conversation. Find out what the differences are. Maybe there's things that you've taken a stand on. Like, for example, I frequently have Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship online. And I have two friends of mine that were both biology teachers. And one of them was a staunch evolutionist. Well, he's now listened to the program four or five times and figured out, gee, there's not really much science to this so-called theory of evolution.
Right.
Because, I mean, we have people that are nuclear physicists, and we have our friend Pastor Brian Nixon, who just might, by the way, be the smartest guy that I know on the planet. He does so much reading, and he's so generous and gracious in what he has to say.
We call him the Nixonian Institution.
There you go, the Nixonian Institution. That's great. But these are, again, resources that people have at their disposal, both through KNKT, Calvary, New Mexico. And I also want to encourage people, you mentioned people, you mentioned Feed New Mexico Kids. Well, one of our frequent guests is the founder of that organization, Holly Slade. Holly's a local realtor.
Yes.
You know, she's involved in lay ministry, and she went out and got Calvary involved with Feed New Mexico Kids, but she also went out and got several other churches, like Legacy is feeding 500 or so people every week.
Amazing work.
Packing. I mean, they're just doing amazing things.
Yes.
So if you're part of Legacy Church, you're part of Hoffmantown, you're part of, and I want, you know, Sagebrush or any of these other churches around town, I don't want to take anything away from anybody because I can't remember every church, but find out what your church is doing. Find out how they're involved. If there's things that have been mentioned on this program that your church would like to join in helping, if you'd like to help up in Gallup right now, how do they get in touch with us about providing some help to the Benalis up there?
Absolutely. 505-344-0880, the church number. You can ask for Pastor Cesar or Pastor Matt Moffitt. We're happy to get you in connection with that. This is, you know, the efforts we make are specific to Calvary Chapel Tolokai, mm-hmm. But there's also some other really great efforts going on, and more to come, hopefully this summer with Convoy of Hope, just a teaser there. Mm-hmm. And, that will be a multi-church effort as well.
So we really want people to stay in touch with, you know, don't just binge watch TV all day. Get online to some of these things. Like, we got an election coming up June 2nd. Go to RioGrandeFoundation.org and Viante, and go to, the New Mexico Legislature's website. I don't know that right off the top of my head, but I think it's nmlegis.nm and or .gov, and you can go in and find out about all the candidates that are. You can really use productive time to find out how you can participate in our culture, influence the culture rather than in influencing you.
It's great. Yes, thank you so much for having me today,
Cesar. It's awesome to talk with you, and we'll see you again tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.